Hi, my name is Stephen Walther, and in this video, I'm going to show you how to prevent JavaScript injection attacks when building an ASP.NET MVC application. So let me start by showing you an example of something that's bad, showing you an example of how you can, commit a JavaScript injection attack on an unsuspecting ASP.NET MVC application. So right here, I have a page. This is being served by an ASP.NET MVC application, and it's a simple customer feedback page. You'll notice that it has a text box. We can enter a message, so I can say, what a great product. Put an exclamation mark, hit submit, and there we go. I've submitted my feedback, and notice it shows up down here. So each time any customer comes along, they can fill out this, little form and submit feedback. Really simple application. Unfortunately, this is a good example of the type of simple application that opens up your website to a JavaScript injection attack. Let me give you an example of that. Let's say that, I'm an evil person coming to your website and I open up this form. I see this text box. What I can do here is I can go ahead and type in some JavaScript, some malicious script. I can type in script. And I'm going to make it really simple. I'm going to put a JavaScript alert in here. So I'm going to say alert boo and close my script tag. And what's going to happen here is this is going to be submitted to the database, persisted in the database, and it's going to be displayed. But instead of just displaying some text like my previous feedback, this is actually going to execute some JavaScript script. And it's going to subject, all the users, anyone who comes along now to this form, they're all going to unintentionally execute this script. Now this script is just saying boo. Let me go ahead and submit it. You'll see what it does. There it goes. It says boo. Whenever anyone comes back to this page, let me click on the home button right here. It's going to go ahead and say boo. All right, so you might be thinking, well, this isn't such a big deal. It's just a little bit of defacement of the website. Go through, clean it up. And in some cases, that might be true. It might not be such a big deal. But in other cases, it can be a huge deal because what this does is it opens you up to cross-site scripting attacks. So if the customer, for example, is filling out their credit card number in a form here, and some other person is able to inject some script in here, they could steal the person's credit card numbers and send it off to another website, and this would be an excellent way to collect people's credit card numbers. Or another example, you're building a forms application, and the person has their username and password in a cookie. Using a cross-site scripting attack, someone could steal the person's username and password from the cookies and then log in as that person later on and write, bad messages into the forums, pretending to be someone else. So, you have a lot of those scenarios where by taking advantage of JavaScript injection, a person can, steal data from other people who are visiting a website. So you definitely want to prevent people from doing this. All right, so now that I've scared you, or hopefully I've scared you, let me show you how we can fix an ASP.NET MVC application so that's not, open to JavaScript injection attacks. So here's the code right here for the application that we just saw. This is the home controller. It's a controller, and you'll notice that it has two actions in it. It has an index action, and it has a create action. The index action is what is called by default when you first start the application. And what this action is doing is it's returning a view and it's returning a set of database records, the messages that people have submitted to the database back to the view. Now, if I switch over to the view, it's called index.aspx, you'll notice that I'm displaying all the messages from the database using this for each loop right here in this part of the page. You'll notice that I'm going through all the database records in the model, and for each one, I'm just outputting first the entry date of the feedback item. I'm making it into a short, time, and then I'm displaying the actual message. So that part's pretty simple. Up here at the top, near the top of the form, is the actual, form. So this has the text area for that the user can use to submit a message, and this is being posted to an action called create, at this URL right here. This URL gets mapped onto the home controller and calls the create action. So switching back to the home controller, that's this guy right here. The create action gets called. The message is passed over from the form. This part right here is building a feedback item, and then it's submitting into the database down here. Submit changes actually submits it using link to SQL into the database. And finally, you get redirected back to the index action. So that's, you know, all that's going on behind the scenes. That's how this web application works. So the question is, well, what can we do to fix this web application so that people can't submit JavaScript? So there's two approaches you can take here. Let me start with the first approach. The easiest approach is simply to HTML encode all your content within your view before, you know, sending it off to the browser. So you notice I've switched back now to, you know, my index view. So the easiest way to fix this problem is to go down here when I show the message, and I'm going to take advantage of an HTML helper. So I'm going to type in HTML dot and then type in encode and then wrap the message in this method call. And what that will do is it will encode any HTML inside the message. Now, what does it mean to encode HTML? Well, what that means is when you call HTML encode, what it does is it takes anything that looks like this and it converts a less than sign into something that looks like this, or it takes a greater than sign, something that looks like that, and converts it into this special expression right here. So what's going on here? Well, a browser knows how to interpret this as a less than sign and this as a greater than sign. But if you have something that looks like this, you know, if you have a script tag, that's going to be passed to the browser like this. And it's not going to be executed as JavaScript anymore. So it prevents, you know, scripts from executing by doing the right substitution of, you know, less than and greater than characters. So that fixes things up. And so now if I go back and if I run this page again, I'm going to go ahead and execute this. And first thing you should notice, notice down here that instead of it actually displaying, you know, boo, instead of the alert, JavaScript alert actually appearing, and what we get instead is it actually writes out the script. So that's fine. You know, someone's tried to inject a script in here. It got HTML encoded. And luckily for us now, it, you know, it's not actually executing. So we're not open just to a cross-site scripting attack. So this approach, you know, works very well because it means that it gives us sort of a way to, you know, encode everything that's being pushed out to the browser so that people can't fire off, you know, random cross-site scripts just by submitting some data to our website. Now, another approach that you might take, I'm switching back now to the index.aspx view. Another approach that you might take is instead of encoding here, instead of encoding when you're displaying stuff back to the user, you encode within the controller before you take the message that the user submitted, before you stick that in the database, and then you store everything encoded in the database. So let me save this. Let me go back to the home controller. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to modify where it sets up the message property right here in the new feedback item. I'm going to call server.html encode and encode HTML encode the message right there when the message is submitted. So now it's going to be saved as encoded in the database. Let me go ahead and run that, show you what that looks like. So here's our customer feedback form again. So I'm going to attempt to, you know, perform a JavaScript injection attack. Once again, I'm going to type in script. And type in alert, you know, evil JavaScript. Type it in right there, finish my script tag, and hit submit feedback. And look, it doesn't actually execute. Instead, you know, it displays it instead of executing it. All right, so this works. I don't like this approach. I don't like taking this approach because it means that all your data gets encoded in your database. You can see that if you switch back over to your database and right-click and select Show Table Data, you notice that if you actually look at the message in the database, it's encoded right in, you know, the database table. So that means if you need to do other stuff with that text, Now you have these weird characters in it. For example, you might want to build, a Silverlight application or Windows Forms application as a client that also uses this database data, and now you have these weird characters in it. So typically, I prefer using the first approach, just encode everything since it's specifically, encoding in the view for a web application. So I typically use the HTML dot encode approach to prevent people from submitting JavaScript and from my application from unintentionally executing the JavaScript. So in this video, I hope I've scared you a little. I hope I've scared you into taking JavaScript injection attacks seriously, so that you worry about protecting the information for your users. I've given you two easy ways to prevent, JavaScript injection attacks from happening. Approach number one, just HTML encode everything in the view by calling the encode method on the HTML helper. The other approach I showed you, which I don't like as much but is also effective in preventing JavaScript injection attacks, is to encode all of your, all of the data that's submitted to your website before you submit it into the database. So please make sure that you do, especially for a public-facing website, make sure that you do something to prevent JavaScript injection attacks from happening to you.